Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Jenny from the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, PJ?
I'm doing wonderful. So what is your program area? Let's start there. What's your program area at the Extension
Office? Okay, sure. I do family and consumer sciences. We're kind of the stepchild, I think, of the Extension program, but, well, we're not really. We don't do how to plant things or how to grow crops or take care of animals. Mm-hmm. We teach all things to do with the family. So nutrition, food safety, food preservation, that's canning. I love to teach canning classes, mental health and wellness and injury prevention.
Okay, perfect. And I see it's a lot of research-based information that you're working off of.
All of it is research-based information, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So we have the National Child Passenger Safety Week coming up, and I know you wanted to discuss that a little bit.
Yes, because that is next week, and it's just 1 week every year that we really focus on how we keep our kids safe in vehicles. And that may sound like a really easy thing, but what we know is that most people out there just don't have all the knowledge they need to keep their kids as safe as they could. And so we have certified technicians all over the area whose job is to teach parents and grandparents who have their grandkids how to make sure their kids are as safe as they possibly can be when they take vehicle trips.
And there was actually just a news story, I think, this week or late last week, and they're talking about people taking their kids out of the seats too soon.
Way too soon. That's a big problem, because when I had kids, you know, my kids are 34 years old, we took them out of the seat by 5 years old and put them in an adult seatbelt and thought that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine until we got in a crash, right? Because what happens is they scoot so that their knees hit the edge of the seat. And when they scoot, that lap belt climbs right up on their tummies, and in a crash it tightens. And the first bone to stop it is their spinal cord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know when my kids were growing up too, they had that period where obviously the real small infant basically, and they're seated backwards, and we're like, mm-hmm. That's just so boring for them. They're
right.
Looking at the back of the seat, and then you're waiting for that graduation where they get to turn around. Mm-hmm. But then it, at some point, it becomes a little bit of a hassle because you're trying to mess with the seatbelt and the car seat.
Sure, it's
a
lot
of
hassle.
And so from a parent standpoint, you're like, let me get my kids out of this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily in their best interest.
No, in fact, we know now that there's a really easy eyeball test that we can use, that's what I call it, to determine when a child's ready to go into an adult seatbelt. And that is when they can sit with their back up against the back of the seat, their knees bent naturally at the edge, and their feet on the floor. And when they can do that, that lap belt fits down where their hip bones go. We have a part of our hip bone as we get older, like starting at about 12 or 13 years old, called the iliac crest, that helps hold our seat belts down.
Mm.
So even tiny little ladies who say I should be in a booster seat too really don't need to, because they have that iliac crest. But our kids don't. And so until they have the size to hold that lap belt down, they're actually in a good bit of danger if there's ever a crash.
Do you think by the age of five that most
kids heavens,
would be
no.
Like, okay.
By the age of five, they're usually not even ready to go into a booster seat quite yet, we've learned. Most of the car seats that are out there now go to about 65 pounds.
Mm.
And that, I don't know, my grandson is tiny, he's 11 now, but it took him until he was about 10 years old to hit 65 pounds. So
oh, wow.
We took him out of a 5-point harness car seat when he was just under 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's in a booster seat now. He just hit 11, and his parents are keeping him in a booster. But, it really just all depends on the size of your child and the maturity level, because most kids at 4 or 5 years old are not ready to sit in position. They're wigglers.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not in position at the moment of a crash, then you've got some serious issues as well. So you've got to have that maturity, and you've got to have the size to go into a booster. And then you really have to have the size to go into a seatbelt, because, again, every kid I've ever seen whose knees don't naturally hit the edge of the seat when their little bottom's at the very back will scooch so that those knees hit the edge of the seat, because that's what's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes big problems with that lap belt.
You had mentioned having some technicians on hand to be able to help parents walk them through that.
We do. And there's a website, a national website that Safe Kids, which is an international organization, puts out. And it's CERT, that's C-E-R-T dot safekids.org. When you go to that website, there's a button up at the top, a little thing that you click up at the top, that says find a tech. And you can find a technician anywhere in the United States. In this area, we've got some really strong fitting stations. One is Pensacola Fire Department, and that's the best one probably for Escambia. Mm-hmm. Then in Santa Rosa County, we have trained technicians at the Avalon Fire Department up in the north end, and at the Holly Navarre Fire Department in the south end. We've got techs at the Health Department up on Stewart Street in Milton. And of course, I'm on Dogwood Drive in Milton, heading north out toward Whiting Field.
Do they have any like central events where it's sort of like a big splash where they have parents come in and can just take a quick peek at the car, see how the child seat's installed, and just make sure everything's fitting properly?
Sometimes. And we try to organize those and advertise those. Every time we teach a new class of certified technicians, we have one of those at the end of that class to get those people, you know, as their final thing that they do to get certified. But unfortunately, not really often. What we have more of in this area is the fitting stations, where you call and make an appointment, and then a certified technician will work individually with you to make sure everything is exactly the way it should be and your child is safe.
Mm. So I know that parents looking to save costs on these things, because child seats are not inexpensive.
Right.
Is it a good idea to buy used if you see something at a rummage sale, for example?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for asking that. No. Now, if you know the person that you're getting the car seat from and you know that that seat has not been in a crash and is not expired, then yeah, that's fine. But if you don't know the person you're buying it from, you have no idea what the history of that seat is. And the problem is a car seat can be in a crash that's severe enough to damage the seat so that it can't be used again, and you'll never know. And car seats are only made to survive one crash, too. Mm. So, yeah.
Interesting. So better for them to go shopping and find something new.
Much better to buy new, but here's the good news about that. It doesn't take a $400 or $500 car seat to keep your child safe. You can get a budget seat and still be just as safe as long as you know how to put your child in the seat correctly and your seat in the vehicle correctly. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. So that way parents can, if they have multiple vehicles, they can just take it out, put it in the next vehicle because the dad's got to take the child somewhere this time, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
It really is a good idea if parents can afford a car seat for each vehicle, or when they're little, a base for each vehicle that you can just swap that little infant seat out. Helps a lot just for convenience and because you know that base is incorrectly and you don't have to get in a hurry and skip a step.
Jenny from the Santa Rosa County Extension Office is our guest today talking about Passenger Child Safety Week, and we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
September is trade-in month at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, notions, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Update your machine and save up to 25% with your trade-in during the month of September. Financing is available. Darrell Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Jenny from the Santa Rosa County Extension Office is our guest again today. Thank you again for being here.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Sorry about the cue music there.
It's good.
Don't like to have dead air. That's a rule. So we're going to talk a little bit about canning classes.
Right. Okay. Well, we've got, I love to teach canning because there's been a real resurgence in interest in it to begin with. But a lot of people don't realize how simple it really is. And of course, my favorite kind of canning to teach is boiling water bath canning. There are two different types, boiling water canning and pressure canning. And I like the boiling water bath canning because there are so many fun things you can make with it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, when we teach pressure canning, it's great, but we teach green beans or carrots. It's okay. But with boiling water bath canning, we can get into the fun stuff. So we've got classes coming up this fall and winter in making cranberry conserve, which is kind of like a whole berry cranberry sauce that's really great for Thanksgiving, also great for gift giving. We're going to make some pepper jelly. We're probably going to make some apple butter. Mm. If somebody has a real interest in making some kind of jam or jelly or salsa or pickles, they need to give me a call because I can schedule a class and we can do that.
So what do you all provide for them?
We provide everything they need. The classes do cost $15, but in return for that, they get about a three-hour class. They get a guide from the USDA that they can take home because it's hard to remember all of the little bits of information, even though it's an easy process. Mm-hmm. And they take home a jar of something that they help make themselves.
That is awesome. So if they want to register, where do they go for that?
They call the Extension office at 850-623-3868, or they can register on Eventbrite. For example, we've got a class coming up in a couple of weeks, and we will advertise that probably today or tomorrow. It'll go on Facebook and on Eventbrite.
Okay, sounds good. My wife and I, we do some canning too throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
We've done some green beans. We've done spaghetti sauce and things like that. So, obviously, that's a good way to save money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Sometimes you can save money with it. It depends. If you've got a garden and you're growing a lot of something, you can definitely save some money. And, of course, you can recycle your jars and your bands, not the flat lids, but everything else. If you're buying your stuff from a grocery store or from a farmer's market even, you're probably not going to save a lot of money, but what you are going to be able to do is control the quality of the product that you end up with. Mm-hmm. Because when you start with the best fruit or vegetables, you end up with a better quality product. And you control the safety, you control the ingredients. It's, I think, what draws a lot of people to that now, more than saving money like our grandparents did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember my grandmother saying, "Oh, this is going bad. Let's can it." No, no, no. Not what you do. You want the freshest, best produce to start with, mm-hmm. to come out with the best produce at the best product at the end.
Well, it's a fascinating process. Like I said, my wife does it, and a lot of times we're sitting there watching the cans on the stovetop, and you always have to make sure that the lid pops,
because
that's how you know things are safe.
Yeah, and you have to make sure you do that last step, because I watched my grandmother can all my life, and she did what was called open kettle canning. It's the kind they used to do, where you cook your product, you sterilize your jars, get them hot and sterilize them. You put the hot product in the hot jars, and you wait for the lid to seal. But you're leaving out a really important step there. With the boiling water bath process, there's one more step where you put the jars back into boiling water and you boil them for a very specific time. I don't think a lot of people realize, but canning recipes are scientific formulas. Mm-hmm. And if you play with them or you change the recipe or the rules, you're risking botulism, which is pretty serious, in addition to mold or mildew or things that are less serious.
So no substitutions?
No, well, very few. Like when you make tomato salsa, sometimes you can substitute the dry ingredients like dried herbs because there's no water content there. But you can't change the sugar and you can't change the acid and you can't change the recipe. Mm-hmm. And you need to make sure it's from a reliable source. For example, the FDA, the USDA, the University of Georgia has an amazing canning program where they come up with their own recipes and they are all rigorously tested to reduce the risk of botulism. You can't reduce it 100%, right? Mm-hmm. But you can reduce it by 99.99%, and that's what they do.
Absolutely. So those recipes will be on hand during the classes?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So one more time, if they want to sign up for these classes, where do they go?
Well, they can call the Extension office right now. That's probably the best way, unless they want to keep an eye on Eventbrite or on our Facebook page, which is Santa Rosa County Extension. Everything is advertised there. But the Extension office phone number is 850-623-3868.
Jenny from the Santa Rosa County Extension office is our guest once again, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, bring the family for another free Cinema in the Sand movie at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and blankets and enjoy Inside Out, beginning at sunset. See visitpensacolabeach.com for more info. Saturday morning, join the team at EcoClean Marine and Oceanic Global for a beach cleanup beginning at 8. Meet at the boardwalk. All supplies will be provided. See eventbrite.com to sign up. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My goodness, I'm going through some verbal gaps today. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Jenny from the Santa Rosa County Extension Office, talking a little bit about the different programs that you offer through the Extension Office. Holiday fair is coming up.
Yes, that we have a group of volunteers called Home and Community Educators who are so active in our community. And every year since, I don't know, I've been here 14 years and they've been doing this since way before I came. They hold an event called the Homemakers Holiday Fair or the Holiday Fair at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium. This year it's October 5th, Saturday, October 5th from 9 to 3. And I think we have over 50 vendors who are going to be there so people can get an early start on their Christmas shopping or find things for themselves. But it's really a nice event. People can just come and enjoy the shopping. There's no rush. They're getting ahead of the holidays. And all of the proceeds that my volunteers make from their tables that they have and from holding the event, vendor fees and so forth, get put right back into the community because they pick three charities, three nonprofits, and then in December they'll have what they call a Christmas coffee and donate the proceeds that they receive to those organizations.
So are you still looking for vendors for the event?
No, we're actually full. Full, unless somebody wants to go out front. We do put people out front sometimes because and they catch people as they walk into the event, but it is outdoors, that part.
Mm-hmm.
All of the indoor spaces are full, so it's really going to be a great event. There are door prizes. The vendors all donate door prizes, and so every year we're giving out door prizes. Every hour we're giving out door prizes. You don't have to be present to win. So if you come, you fill out a slip for a door prize and you have to go, then you win one. We will call you and let you know so that you can come and pick that up.
What kind of vendors are going to be there? Are they mostly area businesses? Are they DIY enthusiasts?
They are a lot. They're a lot of both. We do have some area businesses like Scentsy and Mary Kay and businesses like that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a lot of people who do their own. I hate to even call them crafts because some of what they do some of what they do is just really amazing work in just all kinds of different things and all kinds of different price ranges. I mean, you can find something for a dollar there or you can find something for $200. It just runs the gamut.
Well, that's amazing. So again, that's 9 to 3.
From 9 to 3 on October 5th at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton.
That is an awesome event.
It is. It's an awesome group of women. And I tell you, if anybody's interested, PJ, in joining a volunteer group and making a difference in their community,
mm-hmm.
Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa all have active groups. My group is, I'm just so proud of my group. We're gearing up for the holidays. We're going to feed 100 seniors Thanksgiving lunch and Christmas lunch again because some people are left alone for the holidays, and that's who we're aiming to serve. And so we've been doing this every year for, I don't know, about 5 years, I guess, where my ladies go in, they make all of the side dishes to feed 100 seniors, and then we have volunteers who come in and serve.
Nice. So if people want to be a volunteer, how do they sign up with you?
Well, again, they can call the extension office. My number is at our office is 850-623-3868. Escambia County, they can call the office or Okaloosa County as well.
Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.